Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Casinos are coming officially. That's because voters have overwhelmingly rejected a ballot initiative to repeal the state casino law, voting it down 60-40%. More from WBUR's Jack Lepiarz.
One of Steve Wynn's biggest selling points when he was pitching his casino in Everett was that he'd be able to bring a five-star resort to the city. That was on full display at Everett High School, where a Wynn-sponsored watch party transformed the gymnasium into a banquet hall with mood lighting, catered hors d'oeuvres, and the school orchestra.
It's a game changer for the entire city, and for us to be part of the Lower Broadway Master Plan, I think the city's going to look dramatically different 10 years from now.
That's Wynn Resorts executive Robert DeSalvio speaking amid popping balloons right after the race was called in their favor.
The voters of the Commonwealth have spoken, and spoken in a big way. By a wide majority, they've approved that the casino resorts in this Commonwealth can move forward. And for us, as a developer, that means a lot, and we can't wait to get started on the project.
DeSalvio says the company's eyeing an opening in late 2017. But repeal backers are promising another challenge after the resort opens. Repeal the Casino Deal Chairman John Ribeiro says he'll file another ballot question in 2020 once voters see the effects of casinos firsthand.
Small businesses will be impacted, crime will go up, property values will go down, and eventually the people will come back around. We reserve the right and the opportunity to repeal the law sometime in the future.
Wynn Resorts will start construction just after the new year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.